Please be seated. Stories told of a fellow riding in a cab one day. He was new to the city and was looking for a good place to eat. So he leaned forward, tapped the cabbie on the shoulder and said, "Hey, buddy." And he got no farther than that. The cab driver let out a blood-curdling scream, lost control of the cab. He nearly hit a bus, jumped the curb, and stopped just inches from going through the plate glass window of a crowded store. For a few minutes, there was dead silence in the cab. All you could hear were the two hearts beating like bass drums pounding out in a quick march. The driver finally turned around and said, "Man, you scared the living daylights out of me." The passenger, who was white as a sheet and whose eyes were as big as dinner plates, said, I'm sorry. I didn't realize tapping you on the shoulder would scare you so badly." There was a pause, and then the cabby driver said, "Well, I suppose it's not your fault. This is my first day driving a cab, but for the past 25 years, I drove a hearse." The driver was startled because he knew dead people don't tap shoulders. Everyone knows dead people are, well, dead, right? And that's why the Easter story is so remarkable. The cabbie knew, and we do too, that dead people aren't supposed to tap you on your shoulder. Dead people are supposed to stay where you put them. But that's what's so exciting about the fact that Jesus didn't do that. We live and then we die. There are no exceptions. We talk about immortality, the immortal Shakespeare, the immortal Caesar, and so on. People remember their lives, but these people are still dead, right? Woody Allen once said, "I don't want to achieve immortality through my work. I want to achieve immortality by not dying." Is the only way to immortality through the minds and memories of others? Well, it would be, except for the fact of today, the fact of Easter. Today we commemorate, no, we celebrate someone taking on death and winning. We celebrate that someone died and became alive again. Richard Dawkins, an atheist of our day, once said, "Christianity teaches the dangerous nonsense that death is not the end." Richard's absolutely right. That's exactly what we teach. We teach that death is not the end. In his mind, teaching people that death isn't the end is crazy, even dangerous talk. Are we as Christians crazy? Are we as Christians simply afraid of the dark? Do we simply dislike bad endings to stories? No, that doesn't define Christianity. We believe in life after death because we believe that Jesus really did rise from the dead. Actually, we believe he died and came back to life on the third day. Is this some sort of cruel hoax? No, not at all. We have a number of convincing proofs that he really did indeed rise from the dead. First of all, that he did die can be attested by a number of different witnesses that we have. In the accounts told to us, Jesus was beaten, scourged, crucified, and pierced with a spear. Prophetic writings tell us that Jesus was beaten so badly that he was practically unrecognizable. He had a beard which the Roman soldiers pulled out. He was beaten around the head with a staff, beaten around, he was scourged in his back. The fact is, he was beaten up so badly, he couldn't even carry his cross all the way to Golgotha. Then they hung him on a cross. He spent hours there and died. To make sure he was really dead, they stabbed him in the side with a spear. Blood and water came out of his side. Medical people tell us that these are symptoms of a ruptured heart. Jesus apparently had died shortly before being pierced in the side by the centurion. Further, if he had not really been dead, the soldiers who crucified him and removed him from the cross would have recognized it. This was their job. They were professional executioners. And then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who washed his body and wrapped the body in grave clothes and in the 100 or so pounds of spices, would have also recognized that Jesus was still alive. And they wouldn't have wrapped him up and put him in the tomb. So we can be sure that Jesus really was dead. That the tomb was empty on the third day is also a fact. The women on that first Easter morning came to the place where they had seen the body of Jesus being laid. John and Peter raced to that same tomb later in the morning. If it were possible to bring out the body of Jesus as proof that he did not rise from the dead, the Jewish leaders would have been happy to do this. But the fact is, they never send anyone back to check on the tomb and bring out the body. They avoid discussing it altogether. The only time we have any discussion of it is when the guards come to tell them about the earthquake and the angels, and then the Jewish leadership tell the guards to say that the guards had fallen asleep, and while they slept, the disciples came and stole the body, as if anyone knows who is doing what when they're asleep. And later, when the Sanhedrin is talking to the disciples and telling them to stop this talk about Jesus, they don't bring up the stealing of the body of Jesus at all. There were no pointless accusations of the disciples having stolen the body because the authorities knew the disciples had not. Jesus really had died. The tomb was really empty. And even though there had been guards posted to make sure that body stayed there, those are facts. And then Jesus was seen after his resurrection. He was seen not just by one person or by one or two women. He was seen by all kinds of people. He was seen by groups of people. In fact, one time, he was seen by over 500 people at once. He was seen in a real body. He ate and was touchable. He could pick up things. He was different than before, yet he was recognizable. He was still Jesus. Not only this, the disciples were transformed. These 11 guys turned from depressed, frightened, disillusioned men at the time of the arrest and death of Jesus to excited, courageous, very focused men. In fact, men through whom the entire world was turned upside down. They had seen, they were witnesses, they were convinced. Convinced to the point of being willing to be tortured to death as a testament that the resurrection was the truth. These are the men whose witness to these facts we believe. Easter is not only a great story, it's powerful. It's powerful because a guy who was dead was brought back to life again. Not as a zombie, but as a man with a resurrected body. Easter Day, without a doubt, is the most important day in the history of mankind. We can say that confidently because of the effect it's had on people's lives. It has changed the course of the lives of his 11 disciples. It has changed the lives of those who believe their witness. It has changed countless lives throughout the ages, throughout world history. It's changed the course of history. That's why we believe there is life after death. This is our answer to people like Richard Dawkins. We aren't simply whistling in the dark. We have a reasonable and historic faith. And what are the results of this faith? So what if Jesus did in fact rise from the dead? After all, people are still dying today, and we don't see them popping out of their graves after three days. Just this. If, as we believe, Jesus did rise from the dead, then everything he said, God validated. It means that everything Jesus said was true. It's really true when he told people that believing in him would bring them life. It's really true that we can expect eternal life through our faith in Jesus. It's really true that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to God except through Him. It's really true that through knowing Jesus, we can know God and experience God's presence in our lives, and it's really true that we do. That's why, as Christians, we want to come to church every week, not only on Easter and Christmas. That's why, as Christians, we want to be here to experience God's presence with God's people. That's why, as Christians, we want and we need to continue to grow in that new life. Christ's resurrection is not just an historical fact, but it changes everything for us because of His resurrection. We can now have life with God. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen.
Amen. Amen.